Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. The Illinois Senate took action yesterday to override Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of a budget and tax increase. The House could vote as early as today, though experts say it may be tomorrow before that vote actually happens. Closer to home, Union County's treasurer, Darren Bailey, says he wants people to understand more about where the county's property taxes go.
The report consists of two graphics. One's a bar graph and one's a pie chart. And the idea is that it gives our taxpayers a visual representation of how their tax bills are comprised and, I guess, where those monies then will go.
Bailey says nearly every tax bill in Union County shares three taxing districts, Shawnee Community College, the Union County Government, and the County Road District. But he says it breaks down even further than that.
One thing that we miss in society, whether it be local government, state government, federal government, is taxpayer or citizen participation, citizen engagement. I think so often our people don't know really what's going on. So this maybe gives them a little bit of that peek behind the curtain. And so we started that when we first came in office, and we provided every year. And I hope people are comparing year after year and seeing if they're able to effect some change.
The first installment of Union County property taxes will be due July 27th. Bailey says that's good. It means Union County is getting money for schools before the school year starts. Also this year, with the possibility of no state budget, he says it was good to know that there would be money coming in. The University of Illinois is expected to hold a conference next year focusing on the problem of hunger among college students. Agricultural engineering professor Prasanta Kalita organized the effort to bring the President's United to Solve Hunger conference to the Urbana-Champaign campus. The conference is coming in March of next year. Kalita says the conference should draw up to 350 university leaders and students. Presidents United to Solve Hunger started in 2014 as a partnership between U.S. land-grant universities and the U.N. Food and Agriculture Organization. Several food pantries have opened in recent years. The discovery last month of a live Asian carp in a Chicago waterway just 9 miles from Lake Michigan continues to raise concern about the invasive fish. Robert Rehershfield with the Prairie Rivers Network says more needs to be done to make sure the carp are kept out of the Great Lakes.
It would be a terrible shame if carp got in and devastated the commercial fishing and the recreational boating in Lake Michigan. Or if, you know, you had Asian carp jumping along the shore of Lake Michigan near the, you know, the North Avenue beach in Chicago.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the carp sighting illustrates why the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers should complete and release its study. I'm Jennifer Fuller.